Welcome back to Mastering Defense Infrastructure. I'm Jessica Bottlebrush, and as always, I'm joined by Darian Macy. Darian, how are you going?
Hey, Jess. I'm good. Bit of a whirlwind week, but always happy to be here. And wow, we're wrapping up phase three already. Feels like just yesterday we were talking about cold outreach and sales funnels, doesn't it?
It really does. So for everyone listening, the last few weeks, weeks 11 through 16, have been all about the nuts and bolts of business development in defense. We've covered building your sales funnel, cold calling, following up on quotes and tenders, and then getting into pre-tender engagement and capture planning. All those tactical moves that help you land those first opportunities.
Yeah, and honestly, those tactics are what got me my start. I remember my early days, this is going back a bit, when I was chasing base development projects. I'd be following up on every lead, sometimes to the point of being a bit of a pest, but it worked. Persistence, a bit of charm, and a lot of follow-up. That's how you get your foot in the door, especially in defense where trust is everything.
And it's not just about landing a contract, right? It's about building that initial credibility. I think a lot of people underestimate how much groundwork goes into just getting noticed by defense clients or primes. Those quick wins are important, but they're only the start.
Exactly. The sales funnel, the outreach, the follow-up, it's all about creating momentum. But if you stop there, you're always scrambling for the next job. That's why today we're talking about what comes next, moving from those tactical wins to a real long-term strategy.
So let's dig into that shift. Darian, what does it actually look like to move from chasing quick wins to building something sustainable in defense BD?
It's a mindset change, Jess. You go from thinking, what can I win this quarter, to where do I want my business to be in 3 or 5 years? That's where capture planning and strategic positioning come in. You're not just reacting to tenders. You're positioning yourself for the opportunities that haven't even been announced yet.
And I think that's where a lot of companies get stuck. They get a taste of success with a few quick wins, and then they just keep chasing the next tender. But if you're only ever focused on the short term, you're at risk of running dry when the pipeline slows down or the market shifts.
Yeah, and the risk is real. If you're not planning ahead, you end up scrambling when the work dries up. Or worse, you start chasing projects that don't fit your strengths just to keep the lights on. That's when mistakes happen. Overpromising, underdelivering, or burning out your team. The best defense contractors I've seen are the ones who balance the immediate with the long term. They're always planting seeds for the future, not just harvesting what's in front of them.
It's like what we talked about in the capture planning episode. If you're not thinking ahead, you're always on the back foot. And in defense, those long lead times mean you have to be playing the long game, or you'll miss out entirely.
Let's break down what that long game actually looks like. In this week's lesson, DECNET Pro members learn about 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year planning horizons. The 1 year plan is all about execution, what contracts are coming up, what events you'll attend, what short-term capability upgrades you need. But then you zoom out to 3 years and you're thinking, what panels do I want to be on? What partnerships do I need to build? What capabilities do I need to develop?
And then 5 years out, it's more about vision, right? Like, where do you want your business to sit in the defense landscape? Are you aiming to be a preferred supplier or maybe even open a Canberra office? It's less about the details and more about the direction you're heading.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. When we were positioning for the PDS contract, a 10-year billion-dollar program, we had to balance immediate delivery targets with a much bigger strategic vision. We couldn't just focus on this year's KPIs. We had to think about how every decision, every hire, every partnership would set us up for the next phase and the one after that. It's a bit like steering a ship. You make small course corrections now, so you end up where you want to be years down the track.
That reminds me of the coastal engineering example from the course. They started with a few quick wins, but then their BD manager, Priya, mapped out a multi-year plan, targeting a panel appointment, building relationships, investing in marketing, and even hiring a defense sector advisor. Each year's actions built on the last, and by year three, they were in a completely different league.
Yeah, and the key is that their short-term actions, like winning a mid-sized contract or getting DISP accreditation, were all stepping stones to those bigger goals. It's not about abandoning the quick wins, but making sure they're aligned with where you want to go.
So let's talk about what it takes inside the business to actually pull this off. Because honestly, BD can't just be one person's job. You need marketing, operations, legal, HR, finance, all pulling in the same direction.
Absolutely. I've seen so many companies where BD is off in a corner doing their own thing and the rest of the business is either in the dark or worse, pulling in another direction. But when you get everyone aligned, sharing the pipeline, collaborating on proposals, prepping for future capability needs, That's when you get real momentum. Like, marketing can time the publishing of a case study to coincide with a big tender, or HR can start recruiting for the skills you'll need in 2 years, not just reacting when you win something.
And it's not always easy. I mean, breaking down silos takes effort. Sometimes it's as simple as a quarterly cross-department meeting, like Coastal Engineering did, or just sharing your BD roadmap with the whole team so everyone knows what's coming up. But it makes a massive difference. When everyone feels like they're part of the win, you get more buy-in and better results.
Yeah, and don't forget legal and finance. If you bring them in early, they can help you avoid nasty surprises like compliance issues or budget pushback. And leadership buy-in is huge. If your execs understand the long game, they're less likely to panic during a dry spell and start slashing the BD budget. It's about making BD a shared mission, not a solo crusade.
Let's shift gears to the external side, stakeholder and community engagement. Because honestly, you can have the best internal plan in the world, but if you're not mapping and nurturing your external relationships, you're not going to get far in defense.
Couldn't agree more. Your stakeholder map is a living thing. People move, priorities shift, and if you're not keeping it updated, you'll get caught out. I always say, don't just rely on one contact at a client. Build webs of connection. That way, if someone leaves, you're not starting from scratch.
And it's not just about defense clients. There's a huge push now for veteran recruitment and Indigenous partnerships. Not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it actually strengthens your credibility and helps you meet government priorities. I love the Coastal Engineering example. They set a goal to hire more veterans, and it paid off both in project delivery and in their proposals. And their joint venture with an Indigenous partner, that opened doors they wouldn't have had access to otherwise.
Yeah, and it's got to be genuine. If you're just ticking boxes, people see through it. But if you're building real partnerships, mentoring, learning from each other, investing in community engagement, it becomes part of your brand. And over time, that's what sets you apart. Defense clients want to work with companies that get the defense community and are committed to broader outcomes, not just the bottom line.
That brings us to thought leadership and industry presence, because let's be honest, in defense, who knows you is almost as important as what you can do. If you're invisible, you're not even in the conversation.
Spot on. Publishing articles, speaking at conferences, joining industry bodies like Aiden, it all adds up. I've seen companies go from total unknowns to, oh yeah, I've heard of them, just by consistently showing up and sharing their expertise. And it's not about bragging, it's about contributing to the sector and being seen as a trusted voice.
I'll never forget my first industry conference. I was so nervous, felt like everyone else knew each other, and I was the odd one out. But I forced myself to introduce myself to a few people, and by the end of the day, I'd made connections that led to my next project. It's a bit awkward at first, but it's so worth it. And now I actually look forward to those events. You never know who you'll meet or what doors will open.
And don't underestimate the value of bringing in a defense sector advisor, someone who's been on the client side, who knows the landscape and can open doors you didn't even know existed. It's an investment, but it can pay off many times over in avoided mistakes and new opportunities.
All right, let's wrap up with one of my favorite metaphors from the course, treating business development like a garden. Plant, nurture, wait, harvest. It's not glamorous, but it's the reality in defense. You can't force results overnight.
Yeah, and I love that analogy because it's so true. You plant seeds, make new contacts, start conversations, invest in capability. Then you nurture those relationships, keep in touch, build trust. Sometimes you have to wait, maybe for years, before the opportunity is ripe. And then when the time comes, you harvest. But you can't skip steps. If you only plant and never nurture, nothing grows. If you only nurture but never plant new seeds, you run out of opportunities.
And it's not always smooth sailing. There'll be dry spells, budget shifts, setbacks. The key is resilience, keeping your team motivated, celebrating small wins, and reminding everyone that the work you're doing now will pay off down the track. I think it helps to make BD a shared mission, not just the BD manager's burden. Get everyone involved, and the tough times are a bit easier to weather.
Absolutely. And sometimes you have to say no to opportunities that don't fit your long-term plan, even if things are slow. It's tough, but it keeps you focused. And when the harvest comes, it's all the sweeter because you know you did the groundwork. So keep tending your BD garden and trust the process.
And with that, we're wrapping up phase three. Next up, we'll be diving into major defense programs. So if you're keen to learn how to align your strategy to the really big projects, stick with us. Darian, thanks for another great chat.
Thanks, Jess. Always a pleasure. And thanks to everyone listening. Keep planting those seeds, and we'll see you next time on Mastering Defense Infrastructure. Take care.
See you next episode, everyone. Bye.